In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Like nothing you have ever heard before. It's a tough room. It's the place to be. Thrive to survive. It's Taz. It's the Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
One, two,
you know it's every day. Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games, they always bringing the knowledge. Nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
Ah, yes, it is Taz and the Moose with you, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. As talk a little Steeler football right now as we're joined by Charlie Batch, former quarterback analyst on the Steelers radio network, as camps are opening across the National Football League. Charlie's joined us before. Hey, Charlie, welcome aboard again. Taz and the Moose with you. We appreciate the time this morning.
Charlie, what's up, man?
Not a problem.
How you doing,
man? Not a problem. Doing well. How's everything?
Everything's good, Charlie. Everything's doing well. Summer's going well. I can't believe football's already here, but now it's going to go steamroll into the start of the regular season. And I guess the biggest question in the room is this, Charlie, is, you know, how different is it going to be now with Bell a Jet, and he wasn't there a year ago, with Brown a Raider? How different is this Steeler team and the vibe around this Steeler team going into this camp?
Yeah, I think it's a lot different just because of the fact that the players don't have to answer those questions anymore. The Le'Veon Bells, of course, AB was in training camp last year and things didn't work out that way. But just you can see the calmness coming out of the offseason program. The guys are a lot more wired in. And I think the focus around here is, you know, why did they miss the playoffs? How come this team is talented as they are? Missed the playoffs, and they want to right that ship. So they're just trying to get back on the right course.
Yeah, and I got a feeling they're going to. I mean, because they don't have those distractions. Even those two guys were amazing players. But to your point, Charlie, you know, it was a distraction for the locker room for sure. So let me ask you, you know, as far as like the as Ben Roethlisberger and at his age and all his greatness that he has, I mean, as best as you could break it down as a quarterback, I mean, how much left in the tank, just to be blunt, for Ben? I mean, do you think he'll come off a little bit more, feel more relaxed this season? Or do you think that it'll be like, oh, my God, there's kind of a gun in my head type thing?
Yeah, I think he'll come out more relaxed. I mean, he had a solid season individually, but, of course, whenever you don't make the playoff, all of those things are wiped off. And I think with him being so far removed from getting back to the Super Bowl because he experienced three of those at a very young age, and, of course, that last one stings, that Super Bowl 45 loss to Green Bay, he wants to get back to that platform, and he wants to get back to the show because, you know, when you're now, this is all going into 9 years of him not being there, having to watch everybody else, specifically Tom Brady, and having to go through him, it's just tough and it's frustrating, and that's all he's focused on at this point. So I know when you ask that question as far as how much does he have left, I think he definitely has 2 to 3 good years left.
Okay. You know, and that's fair. What about, you know, you look at this receiving core here without Antonio Brown. We know how good Juju Smith-Schuster was a year ago listen, he's a fantastic young receiver, but now doing it as being the guy, Charlie, any concern there?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a concern because he hasn't done that. And like you said, he had two phenomenal years starting off his NFL career, but he had Antonio Brown opposite him. So, you know, can he live up to that pressure of being that number one receiver? That question remains to be seen, and that will be answered as the regular season goes on. But I think more importantly, who's on the other side? Who can now complement Juju? And a lot of the eyes are, and everybody watching, James Washington. This was a second-round pick out of Oklahoma State a year ago. As he entered into his second season, had a disappointing rookie year just because everybody was comparing him to Juju in his rookie year and how the numbers looked comparable. So but people were down on him last year, but, of course, Ben kept trying to go back and get him involved in the offense, and he picked it up as the year went on. So I think this is something that everybody will be paying attention to see how can, number one, James Washington stay healthy, and can he now produce as camp continues on?
Well, Charlie, if we stick with the guy's name, James, I mean, and a similarity to where Juju has the opportunity to be the true number one in the Steel City, that Brown is gone. James Conner, as far as running the ball, without Lev Bell, I mean, you know, we saw James Conner kind of do a pretty good job last year, this past season. What's your thoughts on James Conner? Break him down for us. From a quarterback perspective, having a running back like Conner, how does that loosen things up or help Ben or said quarterback with Conner behind him?
Yeah, I think this is something for him now. He doesn't really have to have this shadow over top of him because for the past 2 years, he's entered training camp without Le'Veon Bell. Of course, the first year, Le'Veon came back. But the one thing that he has never really had a chance to just study Le'Veon Bell outside of film. So he doesn't know kind of those intricacies of Le'Veon's game that now can help him. So he's just trying to build himself. And you can see just looking at the pictures and the way that he has shaped his body, this is a guy who wants to get to work. He wants to prove that he can stay healthy because he missed quite a few games as the regular season went on. He could have easily won over 1,000 yards last year. That didn't happen. He did have a Pro Bowl nomination under his belt, but for him, he wants to prove that he can carry this offense and be that 16-game schedule and, of course, heading into the playoffs and being that back. And I think the one caveat to that is I know James Conner is now looking and saying, this could potentially be a contract year for him, so you know he's going to be focused.
You know, what about the head coach in Tomlin here? Now, without Bell, without Brown, you know, part of that offense, certainly he has faced some criticism of on a number of different levels here, some justified, some unjustified here, Charlie. What about Tomlin going into this year with this group?
Yeah, and I know he has a lot of criticism, fair or unfair, and I think that's something to where, you know, he's been around long enough that he's able to go in there and really, you know, right the ship. And from a leadership perspective, this is a guy who knows how to command the room and he can get his message across clear and concise. So I think where you see with Mike Tomlin, I think probably behind the scenes right now, they're probably working on a contract extension. So you probably see that announced here. And I think this is something that, for him, again, he's 9 years removed. He's had Ben Roethlisberger his entire career. So I think this is something for both of those guys. They want to go out here and prove that they can get things on the right path. And specifically for Mike Tomlin as a defensive coach, he has to get that defense together because last year they were exposed. They lost a lot in the passing game. And, of course, a lot of that came with the loss of Ryan Shazier. They made a move in the draft. made a position to get Devin Bush from Michigan. So they really expect him to be in that lineup, and hopefully he can kind of pick up the pieces that Ryan Shazier has left off. And if he can do that, you will see that pass defense get a lot better.
You're listening to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest right now is Charlie Batch, former quarterback, Pittsburgh Steelers analyst on the Steelers Radio Network. Charles, let me ask you, it's kind of a unique situation where I don't think it's ever happened where in the AFC North, where the team that everybody's buzzing about are the Cleveland Browns. I mean, I would think, you know, the Steeler Nation, the Pittsburgh Steeler players, the coaches, the organization, even yourself as a former Steeler, there's got to be some motivation there, right? You know, that's not normal, man.
It's been a long time, and I've been part of this organization now 17 years, and there has never been buzz like this, with the exception of maybe 2002, and that was the playoff game that that we actually played Cleveland in Heinz Field, and that game took us down to the wire, and we were ultimately able to win that. But I think this is something that's exciting because, of course, over the years, it's always been the Ravens and Steelers and maybe the Bengals. But now to see Cleveland in the mix, and rightfully so, they made enough pieces to get everybody excited about what's going on up there in Cleveland. But, of course, they have to go through the Steelers. That hasn't always been easy. Ben has owned this division, specifically Cleveland. So I think there's a reason why the NFL scheduled this game in November, and they play each other 2 times in 3 weeks. So they want to make sure, okay, if Cleveland is who they think they are, you know, let's see if they're serious, and maybe that will be a divisional game that everybody has circled in the middle of the season.
You know, Charlie, you know, Taz and I, and there are a lot of people that are on that Brown bandwagon, right? I mean, not championship good, but, you know, believe in the talent level that they have. From the outside, looking at, you know, the personalities, and they've got distinct ones, Odell and Baker Mayfield and Landry, and the personality of Kitchens at head coach, do you think that group, do you think when you look at that situation, Charlie, do you think that works for Cleveland?
I think it works for Cleveland, but I think when you look at it, you say you're right. That group, when you talk about the receiver position, yes, they are solid, but you have to have a guy who's going to be able to get them the ball, and that starts with Baker Mayfield, who came off last year. That was something for him. You know, people expected maybe him to play, but not as good as what he played. And just watching him from afar and to see the confidence level that he has, and I really had a chance to really just wire in and focus in that Week 17 game when we needed the Browns to win against the Ravens, and ultimately that would have sent the Steelers to the playoffs. That was something to watch him go and play that game. You're like, wow, this guy's actually pretty good. And I think that's just something, and that's where I think it justifies the reason for Cleveland to make the move the way that they did to jump up to number one. I mean, and really not jump up to number one, but take Baker Mayfield in the position that they did, which surprised everybody, and ultimately is making Cleveland out to be a solid pick.
You know, Charlie, we all love watching Devin Bush play linebacker for Michigan during his days on the college campus. Now the Steelers trade up in the first round to get him, and you mentioned the loss to Shazier of what he was at that linebacker spot and the speed and the intensity, athleticism that he had, and his remarkable recovery does continue. For the Steelers now, though, what are the expectations here for Bush year one? And they obviously targeted a guy that, and I thought when they traded up, I thought that was the guy they were targeting because I think he fits that offense and gives them something that they haven't had, which is some speed at the linebacker spot since they lost Shazier.
Absolutely, and I agree with you 100%. And I think if the expectations around Pittsburgh, people are like, okay, this guy has to be legit. Why? Because this is the highest defensive player that they select. This is Rod Woodson in 1987. So this is something that where you're importing him into that defense. They know the loss that they had. They know the weaknesses there. They try to use multiple guys at the position. It didn't work. So Devin Bush, the speed, the quickness that he showed throughout the OTAs has been remarkable. Now, can he put it all together, lead the defense, be able to step into that defense, and be able to spit out the defensive calls and lead the defensive charge? That remains to be unseen, but I truly expect him to get all of the first-team snaps from the first minute that they report to training camp tomorrow and first practice on Friday.
Charlie, what's the expectations here for the Steelers this season?
Well, of course, it's always to win the Super Bowl around here. You know, not a lot of people outside of Steelers Nation expects that to happen, but I think a lot of it depends on some of those question marks that you can. Can Devin Bush line up in the middle? Can James Washington opposite Juju Smith-Schuster be able to succeed that way? But can the special teams get in order? This is a group that has been almost at the bottom of the last ranking over the last couple years. Let's see if they can get that together. And if they can, yeah, you can make a complete football team. But there's, of course, like any other team, they can't have any other major injuries. among this team. And if they do, I think this is an 11-win season, and they can make some noise in the playoffs once they get it. But they have to get those home games. That's why winning that division is critical for this team.
We're talking to Charlie Batch, longtime NFL quarterback, Steeler, part of the analysts on the Steelers Radio Network. Charlie's camps are opening. You know, you being a former player, my partner here played Division II, also wrestled for a number of years. Now, training camps opening up, right? Were you a fan of training camps? Mm. What was, for obviously rookies and veterans completely different, but as you got into the rhythm of training camps, were you a fan of training camps or did you detest training camps?
Well, I detested it, but just because of the fact that those were the dog days, double practice, double days.
Two-a-days, man.
Yeah, you're talking about two-a-days and grinding and those type of things.
And guys were hitting.
Hitting. You know, we were doing 9-on-7 at 9 in the morning. You know, guys were like, what is this?
Dude, no, really. Oklahoma drills, bull in the ring. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying, all that.
That's it. So, of course, when I got to my last 2 years and the way that the new whole CBA agreement is and a walkthrough in the morning and a practice in the afternoon, and I'm like, wow, I wish this happened a lot sooner. I could have prolonged my career. I got 15 years. Maybe I could have prolonged that where you see the Drew Breeses and the Tom Brady's at 18 and 20 years. So I think this is different. This is a different group right now because it's not like the dog days of practice. See, a lot of teams actually are no longer going away for training camp and opening up practices. So I think this is something for the Steelers. It's always part of tradition. They've been in Latrobe at St. Vincent's College for over 50 years. And when you look at the way the practices are, I don't see them as tired anymore. Mm. They get to regroup in the morning, to refresh, and then at that point they're going out there for practicing once a day. So I think this group has it a little bit easier, but the goal is to make sure that these guys are fresh heading into the regular season, and regardless of what training camp looks like and unfolds for anybody eyes, it's a matter of getting through training camp healthy and making sure that you can get off to a fast start and making sure that you have a successful year.
Charlie, I'm curious, so a guy that achieved so much at your level, the elite level of the NFL, I didn't have that. I just played, you know, small D2 ball. But I, speaking on camp one more second, though, I want to see what guys like you think. Like, I still, this time of year, and I'm 51 years old, but this time of year when I smell the grass, if I'm going by natural grass, it reminds me of going to football camp. And so, right. Same deal. You get what I'm saying, right? I'm assuming same deal? Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's something that when you look back and just, you know, you hear those lawnmowers going, hear the sprinkler systems out there, you're just like, oh, my goodness.
That's it.
And it just seems like when you wake up, you're like, wow, it may not be as hot today because you see the clouds kind of hovering over. And all of a sudden, when it's time to go out to practice, the sun burns the rest of that moisture off, and it's just like, oh my goodness, it's so hot out here.
You're wearing full gear, so, you know, and I was a lineman, so I wasn't, the running backs and the receivers and the quarterbacks, I was jealous of you guys. But, you know, the linemen, you know, we were heavier, so it was a little rough. But no, you're right.
I think when you have those, those situations there, and the mindset kind of kicks in, the difference between, you know, the caveat between the Steelers camp and maybe other places, and it's hard for me to compare because I was only in Detroit for 4 years, but when you have 10,000 fans out there watching you practice,
that's true.
This may be the only glimpse that they have of you throughout the entire year, and you have to put on a performance for those guys because you don't want those guys to walk out and say, he had a terrible practice today,
right.
And that's the last thought that they leave. So those are the guys that kind of keep you motivated.
That's a good point.
When you don't feel like being out there on that field because you know those fans are going to cheer for you, and they'll let you know if they're not happy about practice.
You know, Charlie, you're a great guy to ask this because we know the practice schedule has changed, but we know the conversation has been about 18 games, maybe only having two preseason games here. When did you think, you know, being it with Detroit and the Steelers for all those years, when did you think the team was ready? Like, is two preseason games enough? I mean, when do you think the team is ready to go?
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of comparing it differently. You know, because when you talk to the older guys, they'll say, yeah, well, we had training camp for 6 weeks. So they were able to get in this shape. You know, can now when you look and see a lot of those guys, especially the 53rd through the 90th guy, they need every rep that they could possibly get. They need that fourth preseason game to prove that they can go out here and bump maybe a veteran off that roster. So it just depends on who you ask on what do they think is important for that. But I think as a former player, former executive committee member, and part of that negotiations in the last this collective bargaining agreement, 18 games isn't going to happen. And I think this is something that is from a player's perspective. The players don't want it. Yeah, it's easy to say, yeah, we'll just throw more money and the players are able to accept it. But then you start talking about benefits. Are you going to start now lowering the minimum requirements for you to become vested? I don't think those things are going to happen. So that kind of plays a part of it. If it's not going to happen, guess what? We continue with the 16-game mark. in the four preseason games, and you let it play as is.
And your first training camp as a rookie, Charlie, did you have a rookie talent show or no?
We did have a rookie talent show, but it was different because they didn't necessarily have one big day, kind of like they do with the Steelers. They actually did it this, individual days for position groups.
Now, what did you do for your rookie talent show?
Well, it was just me. I was the only quarterback. I tried to dance a little bit, tried to sing. I got the veterans involved, and I could do neither. Yeah. I could do neither. I would just say, you want to know what? If I make a fool of myself, you want to guess what? This is my chance. They'll laugh at me. It'll be a great story, and that was probably the longest 2 minutes of my life.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Charlie, we appreciate the time. We really do. Always great catching up and chat with you and talk a little Steeler football. Enjoy the start of camp, and we'll chat again soon.
Take care, Charlie.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
See you, man.
Charlie Batch, longtime NFL quarterback, Steelers
good guy.
Radio Network.
Hey, listen, this is funny. So apparently, this happened about a half hour ago. We're trying to get the audio. Moose, you might not know about this because we're in the middle of doing a show. It's pretty funny. Jalen Ramsey, right? You know, the excellent defensive back of the Jaguars. He shows up to camp in a Brinks truck.
That's funny.
And apparently, he had a
funny.
He had a
That's
comedian, a yeah, with like a megaphone. I don't know the comedian's name. Give him an entrance. So our team is working on this. Our team's all over it right now. I mean, they're all over it.
We'll have that. Yeah. And that's funny. Well, they talked
breaking
about
news.
The,
that's
well,
what we do here.
Because he had the story, about 2 weeks ago about the Jaguars not wanting to give him a contract.
That's right. He pulled up in a Brinks truck, and people be chatting.
I'll tell you, that's better than the helicopter.
Yeah, you think so? Well, it sends the message.
It sends the message.
Yeah, it sends that. Does Boomer drive a Brinks truck? No, sorry. What's that?
He doesn't need it. The Brinks truck comes to him.
No, Boomer has a driver drive his Brinks truck.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What we're looking for. That's exactly.
Come back. We'll play that, or hopefully that Ramsey audio. Also, we got a Chiefs BCS. Coming your way next. It's Taz and the Moose on this Wednesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz and the Moose, just talking away. Beats all you ever heard talking smack since the day they was born. Flapping their gums day after day. Well, there's all about the pride, and there's also nationwide. Taz and the Moose, talking them sports. Two bros yapping all wild while the rooster crows.
Talking
the sport.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, Zach did a good job on that. You do a one taker on that?
What's that?
Does Zach do one take on that? Do we know, Mike?
We do not know.
I don't know.
Well, but if no one knows, then he could just say he did. It's really that simple.
That's true. You're right.
It was epic. We talked a little bit before we go to Andrew Bogus with his, our latest sports update, Moose. We talked a little bit about Jalen Ramsey. That happened a little while ago, about 40 minutes ago. Andrew, I don't know if you know about this. He showed up to camp in a Brinks truck.
I just saw it, yes.
It's you know, thinking about it, that when we discussed it before we went to break, Moose, it was funny. When I watched it, it was stupid. So I don't know if you got a chance to watch it. I know we have the sound. We're going to play that in.
Yeah,
we're going to play the sound.
Want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Let's take a listen.
Y'all know what time it is.
Well, Pete, can you stop for a second? I should have set up better. That's not Jalen Ramsey. That's his hype man. It's like some comedian. I don't know the guy's name. He's on a megaphone.
Okay.
And Jalen's in the back of the truck. This guy gets out of the Brinks truck, goes, y'all know what time it is, and you'll hear the rest.
Y'all know what time it is. This man covered so good. He's been having his own cell phone service.
Oh.
The man's so good, they better give him his own jail. On Jalen Collins, because these receivers are on 24-hour lockdown.
Oh.
If you check his pocket, he got 8 master locks in his pocket. They're on lockdown all season. The man, the myth, Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hawkman, yeah, that's him.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it did.
Yay.
It's time to get this money.
Oh,
And the best part is, Moose, he gets out of the back of the truck, Jalen Ramsey, and he's got, like, this Adidas bag that you can get at Modell's for, like, $10. Like, holding his stuff in it. It's like he's not, like, with a Louis Vuitton bag. You know, he's got this little Adidas bag. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
that's I got to watch the entire video. I saw some of it. It's a little lame.
It's lame. It is lame. And when you watch the whole thing.
And there's no crowd. You have to then have people there that are ready to cheer for you.
Jaguars football.
Yeah. Go Jaguars.
You know what time it is. Go get that money.
Yeah.
Jaguars.
Yeah. Get everybody on lockdown.
Get this money. It's like
yelling to a crowd. How was that food? And everyone's like,
it's all right. You know, this veal was dry.
I can't hear you.
That's because there's six of us.
Yeah.
Man is like, you know what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
He's so fired up. Time people are like, what the hell is going on here?
It's 8:10. What do you mean? Yeah.
Right. They're like, oh, my God, it's free money. Oh, no, it's Jalen Ramsey.
And it wasn't
what he should have come out someone making it rain when he ran out of the brake
truck. He got out of it's like it's an armored car. I mean, it's not even, I said earlier, Brinks. He couldn't even get the real Brinks company. He got like some rent-a-Brinks. Like,
I give him an A for creativity.
Right.
But an F for functionality.
Yeah, well, there you go. And when you watch it full, Moose, because I know you'll be locked in.
Yeah.
You will say, you know what? The helicopter bit with what's his face, Brown, was better. Yeah.
Well, and he wants to get paid. Shouldn't he be like a panhandler? Shouldn't he be like sitting out there, like in all like ripped showing clothes, up, like, a little tricycle. Sign on a cardboard box?
Yeah.
Like,
right. Like an old
someone pay me.
Riding the subway.
Yeah.
Help a D back out.
Yeah.
Help
exactly.
A D back out. You know, like, yeah, I know. It's a little bit like, it's a little weak. And again, like you said, there's nobody there. It's, you know, he's getting ready for camp. He gets out, and as he opens the doors, the one door, like, closes on him a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's so you're right about
how
the functionality. No, Moose, I mean, you know that. I mean, like, it's.
And then just the, can we play the hype man again? I just want to hear the.
Y'all know what that is. This man covered so good, he's been having his own cell phone service.
Wait, what is that? What was
he's
that?
He's got his own film on a service. What did he say?
What was that line? You know what time it is. What's that next line?
This man covered so good.
This man covered.
He's been having his own cell phone service.
This man covers so good, he's got his own cell phone service.
Oh, wow. And how about that weak ass line?
Worked on that line.
And
that's a comedian.
Dude, the best weak line.
What club's he working
at? Right, no, you're right. The dude, even worse than that, is right when Ramsey comes out, he goes, the man, the myth. Jalen Ramsey, like whatever he said, the myth, like, you know, the old cliche, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that's been used.
The man, the myth, Jalen Ramsey.
It'd be great if he's like, and by the way, I'm at Giggles tonight.
Dude, there's like six people that cheer.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Jalen, you're really good. I love
right
number 20.
Listen to the crowd after he introduces him. Let's listen.
The man, the myth, Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, God. Sweet.
Y'all know what it is.
Yeah, y'all know. Y'all know.
That's him.
Yeah, that's him.
He's trying to get this money.
That's the best line right
there. Trying to get this money.
No, I'm telling you, when he opens the back of the truck, I'll show you. When he opens the back of the truck, oh, my God, dude. And the door, Moose, you'll explain it better to me. Here, let me play. So, yeah, we just tweeted it out from the social media. Andrew, I don't know if you can see it, but so yeah, he's doing this whole bit, and then Jalen opens that door, all right, opens one door, then he opens it, watch that door.
He closes on him.
Jalen Ramsey!
Yeah, that him.
Look at his bag. Look, he's got a little Adidas bag.
Look at my Adidas bag.
Y'all know what time it is.
It's raining.
It is raining, yeah, look at that.
There's rain falling.
Ramsey's like, getting no breaks.
Ramsey,
huh?
Well, not just that. Ramsey steps out. He shakes the hand of the comedian and his hype man and looks extremely disappointed.
Yeah,
he's like, man, this didn't work.
Right. No, you're right.
He's like, this is a bad start to camp.
It was failed miserably.
This is a bad start to camp. He's like, oh my God, I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Yeah, the locker room's going to rip.
Right.
Social media, I'm done. Yeah, all these quarterbacks. Josh Allen from the Bills is going to rip me, and he should. You know, remember what happened with those two? I mean, he did some bad things about my
God,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, God, this was. And how about the stacks of fake money in the back of the truck? You see that? Look at that. It's like pillows. They got like pillows. Like, look at that. That's not real money, dude. Right. What's that? Like,
Money.
Real. Get that money, money.
Right. Go get that money, money. He's like, it's right here. What's this?
Sure, Tom Coughlin loved
and
all
then he
that.
Opens it up. It's like a Sports Illustrated from like 84. Shredded.
But like Pete said, Coughlin. Imagine it was Coughlin driving the truck. All right, let's go, Jay. Let's go to work.
Oh, my God.
This was bad.
That was a bad one. I was wrong. You know what? I first guessed it without saying it was a bad. That's a bad.
It was
that's a tough one.
S show. Yeah. Horrible.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Oh, look who just walked in.
Oh, bogus.
What are you guys talking about? What did I miss?
By the way, we mentioned this guy here. We had out. Yesterday, you were out sick.
Yeah, how you feeling, by the way?
I'm okay.
It's three segments.
That's all right. It's fine.
Two and a half hours. Three segments.
Well, 3 hours, really, since you guys have been here.
Eight segments.
You definitely look
nearly nine.
A little.
Everyone keeps saying that.
You look a little, shot.
Thanks.
How was your breakfast?
You look pasty.
My breakfast was delicious. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's the uptick I needed. I
expect to be asked about that. How was your breakfast Wednesday?
What's for lunch?
2 weeks ago Wednesday. How was that breakfast?
What do you want?
You guys remember the 24th of July? Anything special happened on that day? Right, you remember? Exactly. I feel like something happened that day, but I can't recall.
Yeah, I can't
exactly.
do something nice. I got to get attacked. I got to get attacked. I just did something nice.
No,
I just asked the man how to breakfast.
It also came in a Brinks truck.
It was delicious.
So I was wondering.
Time to get that McMuffin.
He was on a bike.
Thank you, Taz.
The man, the myth.
Thank you.
Ronald McDonald.
But here's where I can't catch a break. So a buddy of mine,
I didn't get Zach any Mac.
No, you didn't. Don't worry. Oh. He does. He's not.
Okay.
He's not.
Yeah, he doesn't.
So I retweeted. I retweeted the Biseglia picture, right? I retweeted the Biseglia picture of him and the Uber Eats driver, right?
Oh, I didn't see that. Where is this?
Courier.
Where do I find this?
I retweeted it, and I was like, Biseglia was like, McDonald's is here, this and that. So I retweeted. I said, yes, right? A buddy of mine who in the last 8 months has lost 70 pounds.
Oof.
And he completely changed his diet, like clean.
Really?
Eats clean every day. Runs 3.5 miles every day.
Wow.
Like, just basically
show off.
Cut off all sugar, And then, so I tweeted that out. He texts me. He goes, here's the real breakfast of champions. And shows me, the spinach and protein shake that he's making for breakfast mixed with berries. And
before he goes
out for a run. And I'm like, oh, my God, I feel even worse now.
Yeah, well, you're eating sausage and cheese.
I know. I'm like, buddy,
fried potatoes.
I feel even worse. And then he's sending me pictures of him running. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, look, feel bad, Moose.
He's so unhappy, probably.
Yeah.
No, he's
probably
just,
happy.
No,
he's going to live long. He's living vibrant.
Thank you, Ted.
What I don't mean that not honor.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to drop.
He's probably going to live longer.
Drinking his kale smoothie.
What are you talking about?
Under disgust.
That came out
with his feet
that,
on his run.
What does that mean?
The guy's eating raw onions.
Yeah. This is great.
And then he's like, listen, you just have to make small changes. Then the rest, I'm like. I'm getting pep talks. We're talking to Charlie Batch. He's like, he's texting me on my cell phone.
Oh,
right,
my God, buddy. That's funny.
He's like, small changes. Then it becomes easier each and every day you do it.
So Moose, maybe go from the sausage, egg, and cheese to the burrito with the extra cheese. Maybe you're better off with that.
You like burritos? I love McDonald's. I haven't eaten a McDonald's egg sandwich in I would probably say a year and a half.
He's one of those guys that's doing great. He's getting himself
and
healthy.
He's looking to motivate.
He is. But no, but see, there's a very fine line between motivating and being a pain in the ass. Mm. Like he should let you live your life and not tell you it takes small changes. You should say to me, what was it like when you were a fat ass, Bob, whatever his name is? You know what I mean?
No, but
you should rip into him a little bit.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm proud
That's
of
what
he,
I would
he's,
do.
He's changed. It's great.
He shouldn't be talking to you like that, making you feel
like
you.
Well, I've asked him about what changes he's made. He's talked about his diet. I've engaged him with it.
Yeah,
so it's not like it's come out of the blue, but I send out, and I just retweet the what Biseglia sent out, and then all of a sudden I'm just getting a motivational pep talk from Tony Robbins.
Oh, because he's because the tweet, social media update, by the way, when we get a chance, This is what the tweet, you should have told people what the tweet said, but I'll take care of it. So basically what the tweet
thank
said.
Thank God you're here. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Tez.
So
thank you for picking up my slack.
I'll handle this, man. I got this.
Small changes
says, McDonald's has landed Mikey B grabbing the food from another Uber driver, which we should have the Uber driver's name, but I guess Mikey B didn't get the guy's name.
It was Andreas.
Oh, that's right. I said his name. I have his contact information.
Yeah.
I don't know what Andreas is wearing on his head. That's a whole nother topic. What is he wearing, Mike?
What type of weed does he smell like, Mike?
Look at this guy's wearing on his head. It's like a babushka. What is that?
Yeah, that is.
That is a babushka.
That's what it looks like.
Imagine Pete the Body wearing that.
Did he have dreads?
Yeah, he had something.
What, did he have dreads?
That's all full of hair.
I don't see any dreads there. I don't remember any dreads.
I'm asking you the question.
I don't remember any.
You picked up. You met him.
I was so laser focused on the food and his beard. I don't remember any dreads.
He was so laser focused that another Uber Eats driver and him engaged in a conversation that's never happened before in the middle of Manhattan.
I know. I thought the world was going to stop.
What did you say? Did you look at him and say, I'm one of you?
I did, yes.
You did.
I said, I'm working right now on Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. But after the show, I like to do Uber Eats drives in New Jersey. And then he said, oh.
Thank you, sir.
I said, can we take a picture?
He's like, where's my tip?
I need to move along.
Did you plug basketball drives?
I did not. I didn't get the sense.
I'm sure he got this guy's contact. This guy will probably be a guest on his podcast. He'll probably be a guest on our show tomorrow, Andreas.
Come on in.
While your video team is shooting your deliveries, right? Can you wear some Taz and the Moose swag and just see when you drop off the food and ask if they listen to our show?
I can do that. I've never done a video like that before, but I'm more than happy to do it. I know
that would be great.
I thought last week Taz was. Oh, I don't remember. I guess Moose, maybe you were out. I think Taz said he was. He did
was
not
out
want
last
me.
Week. Thank you.
Did
Mike.
Not want me wearing any of the gear, but I can wear it.
I did say that. Andrew and I agreed that it makes our show look like, you know, I mean, producers running around, you know, it's just, and you know how Mike acts in public.
He's that's the thing.
Yeah, I don't mean that in a bad way, Mike.
No,
I worked on Mike and the Mad Dog, and I used to get made fun of for living at my dad's house.
I know, I remember.
So,
Mocky!
What are you doing, Mocky? You got to get out of the house. I'm like, dog, making $26,000 a year. What are we?
And they didn't have Uber Eats back then. Or SNY.
Right.
Or horse racing.
No, where would you like me to live?
So, now there's a side note. By the way, we talked about the podcast, Taz and Moose, and that any people outside
you should
the United
wear,
States.
I want them to do that, though. That would be great.
No, that's got to be an off-air discussion. I could die on that hill. That's why. We need to agree.
You guys need him to put in a disclaimer in his podcast, like the views of Mike Bisseglia, not necessarily the views of Taz.
That's a good idea.
Intercom.
That's a good question.
What?
We're talking about it on the air. The secret's out.
Yeah.
But do you think the guy that Mike's dropping off the Pizza Hut to cares? We're talking about a series of XM tour. Everyone knows that our producer is an Uber Eats driver in his off time.
The gig is up.
Gig is up.
Yeah.
Taz is like, well, you got to save a little face here.
Yeah,
can't wear the Taz of the Moose attire.
Good point.
We've been talking about this.
Fair point.
My boss talked to me for 10 minutes about
we
it.
We shouldn't
the other
have
day.
Yeah, that's. Did you tell Moose that?
Yeah, Chernoff talked to me. Maybe 5-10 minutes about it in the hallway.
My God,
very intrigued.
Where do you hear this from?
Very intrigued.
This is an offline conversation. Maybe
intrigued?
Not.
I wanted to learn about how Uber Eats works and how the whole food delivery service works. He had no idea and trying to understand it. And I explained him everything about it.
But not like, hey, maybe I should give you guys like $10 more per hour or anything like that so you don't have to do these things?
Well, that didn't
count. No, okay.
Well, I order for Uber Eats all the time.
I'm just curious. How was the topic broached?
He came up to me about it because I guess he heard it. He heard it on our show, and then he...
this show?
Well, he said he heard it on the air. Who knows which show it was. But he said he heard it.
So he came up to you. Where were you?
Just in the hallway outside by the bathroom.
Walking out of the bathroom. I love how Moose said, so where were you? What
walking
were you
outside
were
the
you
bathroom.
A tie?
Jeez, this is tougher than the 8:30 here.
So Chernoff sidled up alongside you and said, tell me a little bit more about Uber Eats.
Yeah, and then we did a lot of bit more.
And
really?
You thought maybe it was an opportunity to, you know, maybe, you know.
I did.
It didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Moose?
A raise.
There you go.
Yeah.
Subtle.
I was half kidding when I asked, though.
And what did he say?
I don't know if there was a real answer. It was just a lot of, motions.
Lemon's been squeezed.
Meanwhile, side note, back to Jalen Ramsey. Tom Coughlin's trending right now.
Of course he is.
How about that?
Very nice.
He killed the hype man.
How about that? He's trending right now.
I'm fascinated by that.
What's that?
The churn off.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. But yeah,
that's something that your video team should have been there taping.
There's no video
team. No, there is a video team, Mike. Come on.
Bilotti, you should have been there. That should have been one where
you'll get Moose connects the video team and Bilotti together? I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Well, if you want the exclusive content, you'll have to go to the podcast to hear the story.
Whoa.
With
Whoa.
There you go. That's a hard sell.
He's officially a podcaster.
There you
He's
go.
A content provider.
All right.
There it is. Oh, by the way, so I was telling you about with the podcast.
Yeah.
I just got an evil eye. Is there a problem?
To look at the clock.
No, we have to. Thank you, Andrew. Great update.
Yeah.
What about the podcast?
No, it's just that Brian. You know Brian Carson. Brian's the producer of the Taz Show, of my show. Brian works upstairs in 11th floor. He's one of the main producers of all podcasting in the company.
Okay.
So he was engaging on Twitter with a complaining fan of Taz and the Moose and the Taz Show, a guy named Big Carrick, who's from Ireland. Mike engaged with this guy yesterday, too, on social media. The guy is upset because he loves listening to our show on the podcast, and he's in Ireland, another guy in England. So Brian went to them and said, listen, on Twitter, and this is good customer service, it shouldn't be location-based. Apple will return that error for a poor connection. If you had a bad or public Wi-Fi, turn it off and try data. This is a mess for everybody out there having a problem. If you're on data and it's not working, try a strong Wi-Fi signal like your home or office, but really try out another podcast app. And he said, Brian said, the only location issue that may be an issue is in the UK for GDPR-related stuff. I don't know what that means. I still don't quite understand all of that. Okay, and that's Brian. He's in charge of this.
Was that a tweet?
That was tweet. It's all on Twitter, and you are not tagged, but you are not in this because this was someone that was... It started off with Mikey B. Okay. You're on this about Taz and the Moose, and the guy tagged me because he also listens to my show. So we're bringing this up for anybody who's having an issue with the podcast version. So it seems like it's a company-wide thing, and so I wanted to share that with Brian. So,
all right, cool. There you go.
That's right. I give information.
No doubt. You're on top.
By the way, episode 689 of the Taz Show dropped yesterday.
Nice. All right, Bogus, you got
hold on. We're on the way to 700, Moose.
Well, of course. No one's doubting that.
All right, we gotta do this.
Social media update.
Andrew's got something he's got to do.
Yeah, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
I can't even talk right. over
the
here,
The Yankees
man.
Won last night. Back to
Thank
you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew.
It's annoying. I can't even talk on my own show. Little...
No,
my
you can. We're just...
All right. I'm sorry.
We've talked enough for this segment. That's it.
Okay.
We've reached our limit.
Yes.
I got it. You're right.
The undercard is coming your way next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Taz, time right now to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from John out in New Mexico. Have you seen the New York Mets' new foul poles? Well, the advertisement on the new foul poles. Don't forget... You can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. Now, people might be saying, well, new foul poles, what exactly do the Mets do? Now, listen, it's advertising. So you look at it, it's the same, you know, highlight yellow foul pole, whatever it is, in every Major League Baseball ballpark, and they have the netting. You know, on one of the sides, obviously, on the fair side of the foul pole, correct.
Right.
So you've seen teams make use of that netting by putting some sort of advertising, right? You see the Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers are smart with it because the netting is actually colored for the advertisement.
For the advertisement, right.
So
it's very smart.
So you could see the advertisement, but you could also see through the netting.
Correct.
The Mets didn't do that.
No.
They basically Chick-fil-A, right?
Right, Chick-fil-A. Root for that chicken.
Correct. They put hard advertising down each of the nettings.
On an orange foul pole, to Moose's point, with black and white letters. Big, bold, like almost written like with a giant Sharpie, pretend that.
And you can't see through the netting.
No.
So if you are sitting behind the foul pole, now you all of a sudden have an obstructed seat.
For three levels. Even if you're in one of, it's in front of it, blocking like I can't remember that mezzanine area where it's behind the glass. It's, the restaurant's in there too, and I've eaten in there.
Not Delta Club.
No, it's something like that. But
the Porsche
some of those,
Club.
Yeah, maybe it's the Lexus Club, I think it is. It might be Lexus Club. See, right in front of it. So if you're sitting behind the glass in one of the clubhouse seats, you're blocked.
Yeah.
You're looking at a backwards four, because it's Route 4, the number 4, the chicken with the Chick-fil-A logo.
Correct.
Yeah, bad deal by my team. It just goes consistent with everything else we're doing.
I get about
the least of our problems.
Well, I understand about trying to maximize
Porsche,
the dollar.
My bad, not Lexus, Porsche.
And put more of try and make more money and put more advertising up in the stadium, Taz, but you also got to be smart about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, like the Dodgers did. So people that are paying customers can see when they're at the ball game, no matter where they're sitting.
Isn't that the point?
That's pretty important.
Right, because here's the deal. Now you've created, because there are always seats. I mean, because if you go up to Fenway Park, there'll be regular seats, and then you'll have seats that are obstructed view.
Right.
And they'll say on the seats when you buy it, obstructed view.
Right, exactly.
Because you can't see, you can't have a perfect view of every portion of the field.
No, you can't.
And now the Mets have now it's a small, minuscule. I'm not trying to make a mount out of a molehill, but you've now created some obstructed seats where if you're sitting in the wrong spot behind that foul line, you're like basically leaning to the left or the
can't
right
see.
In order
what
to see.
Did Cano strike out? Was he looking or did he swing? There's this big chicken head in my way. I can't really. Yeah, that's what's going on.
It's just weird.
It's
amazing.
It's just a mess.
You come back from the road trip and you get all this advertising. All
yeah, exactly.
Like Major League with the Indians.
Right. It's like, what was it, Bull Durham, where you hit the bull for you hit the cow for the steak?
Yeah, remember? Exactly. I do remember that, actually.
And the cat, the tail wagged. Anyway, Mike Pete, good job across the way. Our thanks to Connor Hughes, Charlie Batch for joining us. Bogish, good to have him healthy and back doing updates here on this Wednesday morning. Taz, great job as always, brother.
You too, sir. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Till tomorrow. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs. Sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.